why don't you put it in the other?
Well, that seems...
Oh, the socket, because I found out sometimes the prongs are a little bit shorter.
Yes, I think it does. If that does help.
You don't think you don't have a loose connection anyway, do you?
Well, that green light's going off and on.
What does that mean?
Well, it's supposed to mean that the current is going through, but it is going off and on. So.
Well, isn't that funny?
I think it's moving better now. So. What I like to do is get it set up and forget about it.
Yes, I know. I know.
I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting here.
Well, no, that's all right.
I was wondering how you use the terms bucket and pail.
Well, a bucket is the word that I have always heard, but I have heard, and I think pail was more of an old-fashioned word that you'd hear some people use. Well, of course, they were buckets made of metal, I guess. I suppose in those days, a heavy tin-like bucket. And then there was there were what people would call water buckets, you know, would be sort of, I don't know whether it was made of cedar or what the wood, it was some real fine wood. That these things fitted together and then were strapped with a kind of a brass band or something around that. That kind of, it, in other words, it was a wooden bucket.
Mm-hmm.
People would have those to, like you, maybe somebody would want to keep some water convenient for somebody to... Well, drinking water, anything like that. Sometimes it wouldn't be cool water, but it would be water convenient, therefore.
And you mentioned a hydrant in the washwoman's yard.
Well, yes, I think that long before washwomen went out of existence, there was most colored people had water. Were connected with the city water, but still there were some people who had washwomen that lived out of East where there wasn't any water. They were dependent entirely on a well or system.
I see. What you call a hydrant in the yard, what would you call that in the kitchen? Let's see.
Well, I suppose you'd say well, it's tap water. I don't know. What do you call it? I don't know what you call it. Well, tell me what I'm supposed to call it.
What do you call it?
Spigot.
Today?
Spigot.
What you churn?
Spigot out here. Uh-huh.
On a barrel, say, to a barrel of cider or something, people churn what to get? The barrels at Taylor's Winery, for example, are tapped.
I don't know, that would not be a spigot, would it?
Well, it's often referred to. In fact,
and then what is the other word for it?
Well, that's an interesting change. Sometimes some areas use spigot for, in fact they say spigot for in the yard, in the house, and on the barrel. Other people call it hydrant in other areas, hydrant in the yard. Faucet in the kitchen.
Yeah, faucet.